Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's time for love, which means it's time for us to take a look at our relationships. The Love Unlimited Orchestra, led by the late, great Barry White, is helping us do that. The song is entitled Forever in Love. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to let us hear some more of that throughout the program today. Wow. I love that. The Love Unlimited Orchestra. And they are helping us get our minds ready to see the connection between love and stress management. Medical News Today is sharing some information about that very matter. As a matter of fact, we'll be taking a look at what they have to say about that and later on, overcoming sex anxiety. Yeah, but for now, your partner and stress management. I want to ask you this. What are some of the ways, for those of you who really do have a good relationship with your partner? Because I know if the relationship isn't bad, hey, all bets are off. This conversation is for you. But I can tell you, the bad relationship will not help lead to better stress management. But listen on anyway, because maybe you'll be inspired. Maybe your loved one will be inspired to go ahead and make that relationship beautiful. Because as I've shared with you before, I shared with you some time ago, years ago, that people who bring about stress were going to be bringing about situations that cause more and more stress. I said that years ago. And look what's been happening since 2017. So, partners and stress management. Being in a healthy romantic relationship can help people face life's difficulties, from times of illness to moments of worry and stress. How many of you have had a loved one to go into the hospital for surgery, something overnight, and especially if surgery was going to be involved, and you may have been encouraged, someone in the family, someone close to the patient was encouraged to be there, especially when the patient would awaken and soon after being allowed to receive visitors. They wanted someone close to that patient there so that that person, the patient, early in the recovery period would see someone who meant a lot to them because, as many of you know, that would help speed up the recovery process. There's something about being able to be near someone who means a lot to you, to us. Doesn't matter what ethnicity, which gender, what age, what nationality, something about being able to be near someone very familiar and dear to us can help in more ways than one. Well, guess what they have also found out? So studies have actually shown that being in the presence of a romantic partner helps mitigate numerous factors of discomfort and stress. For instance, one study has shown that participants who received painful stimuli felt less pain if they were close to their partners. Yes, if they were close to their partners, it's not that they didn't feel any pain. It's just that the pain was not as great. Recently, a team of psychologists from the University of Arizona in Tucson conducted a study that suggests that being in the presence of your partner can help you cope with stress, and that, and get this, even just thinking about your significant other can have the same positive effects as having your significant other there with you. The same positive effects is what they're telling us. So, all right, let's think about it. Those of you who had to go in for surgery and you're going to be there whether overnight or whether it was going to be day surgery, did you look forward to seeing someone who you cared about as soon as possible in the recovery process? Maybe it was the same person, more than likely, it was the same person who drove you to the hospital or to the clinic, because very often, you know, you're going for these procedures, these surgeries, they'll often tell you beforehand that someone needs to drive you to and from the place where you will have the surgery done. They don't want you behind the wheel, groggy, etc. So generally speaking, it'll be the same person who took you to the clinic or the hospital who will be taking you home. So, quite naturally, that person will be the one who you'll be expecting to see soon after you awaken from your state of grogginess. Did it make a difference for you? Psychologically, emotionally, did it help you that someone who you not only knew, but who you really feel good about was there looking into your eyes when you awakened or soon after you awakened? If for whatever reason you're not able to have that person there with you, how about thinking about that person? That's what they're telling us. Thinking about that person can have the same positive effects as if the person is there. The research, which featured in the journal Psychophysiology, involved 102 participants to whom the investigators assigned a stress-inducing task. The task required each volunteer to dip 1 foot into 3-inch deep water with temperatures between 38 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. To establish the amount of stress that each participant felt, the researchers assessed their blood pressure, heart rate, and heart rate variability before, during, and at the end of the experiment. All of the study participants were in long-term romantic relationships. For the purpose of the current study, the researchers split the volunteers into 3 groups. The people in the first group had their romantic partners sitting quietly with them while they completed the stressful task. The people in the second group received the instruction to simply imagine receiving support from their partners while completing the task. Finally, the remaining participants had to think about the events of their day while taking part in the experiment. So be clear on what the 2 thinking groups were thinking about. 1 group had to think about their special someone. The other group, who was just thinking, thought about their day's events. And of course, the first group had their loved one right there with them. When the participants submerged their foot in the cold water, the researchers found that those who either had their partner close by or imagined their partner being next to them had a lower blood pressure, which is indicative of the reaction to stress, than the individuals who thought about their day while taking part in the task. However, both heart rate and heart rate variability remained consistent among all of the participants, regardless of the experimental conditions. So the finding, according to Dr. Kyle Barassa, suggests that one way being in a romantic relationship might support people's health is through allowing people to better cope with stress and lower levels of cardiovascular reactivity to stress across the day. And it appears that thinking of your partner as a source of support can be just as powerful as actually having them present. That is amazing. Truly amazing. Just thinking about the person, that tells us something more about the power of the mind. It also tells us more about the connection between mind and body. I've shared it with you before. We really are mind and body. We are the invisible part of us and the physical, visible part of us. We are what we don't see and what we do see. We are both. We are the invisible. Some people would say spirit and soul and body. Others would just say spirit and body. Others would say soul and body. And partly because some of the definitions, as I've shared before, some people give very, very lengthy definitions of the word spirit and soul, and the definitions are almost identical. So I just say very often, just for the sake of simplicity, the invisible part of us and the visible part of us. We are both the invisible and the visible. And that's why it's so easy that just thinking about the loved one who is so special to us, so precious to us, can have the same effects on our body as having that person there actually with us. Dr. Barasa notes also, though, that the current study looked only at college undergraduates, which is a very specific cohort. And he suggests that future research should try to include participants of more diverse ages. And I would say not only of diverse ages, but diverse academic backgrounds too. High school education, college, master's level. Should other studies replicate the current findings, the researcher believes that this could provide some relevant information for people who have to cope with high levels of stress on a regular basis. Life is full of stress, and one critical way we can manage the stress is through our relationships, either with our partner directly or by calling on a mental image of that person. So, many situations at work, there are school exams, there are medical procedures, you name it, where we would benefit from limiting our degree of blood pressure reactivity. And these findings suggest that a relational approach to doing so can be powerful, sure enough powerful. All right, now, we're wanting to manage stress, right? And of course, one of the ways to do that is to eat well, get to bed on time. We talked about that gentle rock in the bed, where you're in a bed that's gently swaying from side to side, and how that helps people with the rest, with their sleep, for real. Of course, it also helps us rest when we have a good relationship, especially, have you ever noticed how relaxing, refreshing, and exhilarating, all three at the same time, it can be when you're having a great sexual life with your loved one? What about when anxiety about sex gets in the way? Well, I told you we wanted to take a look at that. Overcoming sex anxiety. So we are there. Let's take a look at it. And truth be told, whether you're a woman or a man, you might have experienced sexual anxiety over the years. Feeling anxious sometimes about our prowess, in bed. Okay, sometimes. But when it happens repeatedly, this can affect our quality of life. Literally. So what can we do to dispel the doubts and lead a healthy sex life? One of the things that I will say before we go any further is that there is no harm in connecting with a certified sex therapist, sex counselor, if needed. Ladies and gentlemen, life, unfortunately, is full of drama. Life is full of stressors. Sometimes the drama is caused by the people closest to us. Sometimes the drama is caused by the very people we would rely on most to help us recover from drama. Sometimes there's something else going on in our lives that may cause drama that can lead to anxiety. And when that's included, when that anxiety is part of our sex life, it can have some very, very negative impacts on us. Something should be done about that, because the sharing of sexual love is one of the most powerful activities, if you will, that our Creator has given us to thoroughly enjoy life. It is great that husband and wife can enjoy great conversation with each other. And I mean on a regular basis. It's understood that once in a while, you know, for one reason or another, the relationship might hit a snag or two here and there every once in a while. But I mean, for the most part, great conversation. To a great extent, you truly understand each other. You truly love each other. You truly honor each other. You truly, truly cherish the fact that you two are one. Both of you cherish the fact that you two are one. And when the beauty of that relationship can be consummated through the sharing of sexual love, where the two of you share yourself with the other in a way that you do not share yourself with anyone else. Ladies and gentlemen, that is special. That is really special. And it is intended to help create that bond and make it stronger, so strong that when we are thinking about it right, when we have the right attitude about that relationship, no one can come between us. I said, when we have the right attitude about that relationship. But when anxiety about the sex gets in the way, it can cause problems. Let's look into this some more in just a few.